Hey there, this is Shahid Chaudhary, Senior Technical Evangelist at Microsoft. In this video, we'll explore some options to see how you can deploy your website or web app into Azure, the Microsoft Cloud. First, a quick introduction. In order to create a website or web app, you can start with the Azure UI on portal.azure.com. You can create web applications in .NET using C# or even other languages such as Java, PHP, Python, or even a client-side application using HTML, JavaScript, and CSS. To get you started, here's a link to the Azure documentation that describes the web apps within our app service. So how would you go about creating it? Let's take a look at a quick demo on how you'd create a web app. In the Azure portal, you can click on Web and Mobile, create a new web app, and give it a name. I'm going to switch over to my Azure portal. As you can see from the URL on the top, it says portal.azure.com. On the top left, there is a new button. I'll go ahead and click the new button. And as the UI loads, it will show me a couple of options for creating a web app. I can click on Web and Mobile to continue. Next, I can click on Web App in the list that comes up. Finally, I can put in the details of my web app so that I can create this new web application in Azure. For app service name, I'll go ahead and say Shahid's new web app. I'll zoom in there, you can see how that's named. Under subscription, you would choose whatever subscription you're currently using. It could be an MSDN subscription. Maybe you have a subscription through BizSpark. Under resource group, I can choose a default resource group that already exists or create a new one. Resource groups help me allocate resources across different things that I may create in Azure, including virtual machines, websites, mobile services, and so on. Next, I have the App Service Planner location. Here, I've chosen one that identifies my region, which is on the East Coast of the United States. And finally, I can click the Create button to actually create this web app. This actually takes just a few seconds. So as soon as I've started creating it, I'm thrown back to the dashboard, and you can see that a little pop-up came up. Let's go ahead and see what that says. This deployment started, and the tile that appears here says deploying web app. So I can give that a few seconds to continue loading. Even if I don't look at it, I could close my browser. It will continue to deploy this web app in this new location. Next, I see that I have a new message that says deployment succeeded. This means my website has now been successfully created. That was really quick. So you'll notice that a new blade opened up, and this blade has the name of my web app, Shahid's new web app, followed by a settings blade. So let's actually view the website where it exists. There's a browse option in my web app. I can click on browse, and it opens up a brand new tab with the browser URL, Shahid's new web app.azurewebsites.net, and it says this website has been successfully created. It also gives me some hints as to how I can publish my application onto this URL via Git, FTP, or even tools such as Visual Studio. Let's take a look at each of these. I'll go ahead and close this tab, and I can close the settings tab as well. If I go back to my resources, on the left you'll see I have an item that says All Resources in the menu. If I click on All Resources, it'll show me everything that I have in this subscription. So within this subscription, if I click scrolling down, I can go ahead and find Shahid's new web app right there in the list. So this website is actually up and running now. I can click on it there, and I can view more details on it. And that takes me back to the settings screen that we saw earlier. Let's go ahead and close that for now. So now we've seen that when you create a new web app, it will automatically throw you to the web app description and settings screen. and you can also browse to it yourself. It also appears under the recent item on the left. So here I can see that Shard's new web app is the first item on the list. So how would you go about publishing an actual web app? Let's proceed back into our slides, and we'll focus on Visual Studio first. Publishing to Visual Studio is a really easy step forward. To help you with this, I also have a presentation slide that you can see here with the URL that gives you step-by-step instructions on how you would deploy. You can deploy your web project directly to your Azure App Service. Let's see a quick demo of this. Basically, you'd have to right-click on your web project, click on the Publish option, and then fill in some additional information to identify where you'd like to publish. Let's jump back to Visual Studio to see a live demo of this. Here I have a web application open in Visual Studio. In the Solution Explorer tab, you can see that I have my web project open and it has a published profile expanded. This is because I've already created a published profile before recording this video, but I'll walk you through the steps right now. If I right-click on my web project, I have a publish option that I can click on. And the first time you click on it, you'll be looking directly at the profile tab where you can choose a published target. In this case, I will choose Microsoft Azure Web Apps. The first time you click on it, you'll be prompted to log in to your account. Here you can see that it's connecting to my subscription. And once it's connected, it'll allow me to select a location that I can dump my project into. I have two subscriptions enabled right now. If I select the second one, it'll go ahead and connect to Microsoft Azure and retrieve all the web apps I've already created. But you'll notice that I also have a new button on the right. This means that if I were to create a new web app directly through Visual Studio, I can do that as well. So I don't have to start with the portal. I can start here, create the new web app, and publish to it directly from Visual Studio. Now you'll notice that I have a couple of web apps there called Shard's Web App and Shard's New Web App. For this particular app, I had previously published to Shard's Web App. I clicked OK, and this allowed me to download my published settings and continue filling in the rest of the information. Now, as you have seen, it only takes a few seconds to create a web app using the portal. If you click next for the publish UI, it lets you verify what you're publishing. And finally, you can see a preview of the files that are getting pushed onto your web app. Finally, I would click the publish button to actually publish it to the site. This website was previously published, which takes about a minute or so, so I won't go ahead and do it in the video right now, but you would normally click on the publish button to complete the process. Let's go ahead and cancel this and close it. And you'll see from my previous run of publishing it, there's the URL that says shardswebapp.azurewebsites.net right after web app was published successfully. So I can go ahead and grab that URL and open up my web browser. In the web browser, I have a version of my website that I've published. So again, this is the version that gets published. Every time you make a change, you can continue to publish through Visual Studio. Well, what about your other options? I did mention there are multiple options. So in addition to publishing from Visual Studio, you can also export your published profile directly from Azure, and you can import that into Visual Studio itself. To export your published profile, you can click on your web app and click on the Get Published Profile icon. The next step is to import it into Visual Studio. If you recall, under the Microsoft Azure Web Apps option, there is an import button that I did not click previously. If I click on this, I can now get a browse button to import that published profile. That means that it has all the information necessary to link to the profile I'm going to publish to. As long as I've authenticated myself, it'll automatically fill in the rest of the information to publish to that specific target. Let's go ahead and see what that looks like. I can go back to my browser. Now I'll click on Recent, because that's one place where I can find my web app. Click on Shahid's web app, for example. And then you'll see the top toolbar here has an icon that says Get Published Profile. If I click on that, the browser will download this published settings file. And this file has the information necessary to import into Visual Studio. So if I go back to my Visual Studio and right-click on my web project and click Publish, the first Profile tab has that import button I showed you in the screenshot. You can click on the import button and then browse to the published settings file that you may have saved on your local system. This allows you to automatically fill in the rest of the information about the connection, and then you can click on the publish button once more, which should take about a minute or so to publish for a small project. Well, what else can you do with this? There's Git and GitHub itself that allows you to publish directly from your source code. Let's take a look at GitHub first. If you want to do maybe a GitHub sync with your organization, I've provided a link for you to get more information on that. But what I'd like to show you is a quick demo of setting up GitHub sync. So let's say we go directly back to our portal and then go to my recent web apps, maybe Shahid's new web app. I see a long list of items here, but one of the items here below publishing says continuous deployment and deployment credentials. Let's focus on continuous deployment first. If I click on continuous deployment, it asks me to choose my source. One of the sources happens to be GitHub. And it asks me to configure my required settings. So here what I can do is I would need to set up authorization for GitHub. There's an authorize button that allows me to link my GitHub account with my Azure web app. So as soon as I click the authorize button, I would be prompted to enter my GitHub credentials on GitHub. And once the link has been established, every time I check in my code, the web app will be automatically updated. So again, this will be different for you because your password and your GitHub account is different from mine, but I won't complete the rest of the steps here. I can go ahead and cancel out of that. So now we know how you can sync by GitHub. But what if you didn't have your code in GitHub, but you were using Git, maybe on a local repository, maybe on your network? There is a way to push your Git code directly into Azure as well. And here I provide a link to another tutorial that provides step-by-step instructions on installing Git, creating a local repository, and then deploying any web application directly through Git. The next step is to show you a quick demo of pushing via Git. So if we go back to Portal, remember how we had the setting tabs open? In the settings tab, we have an option for deployment credentials and continuous deployment. Again, back to continuous deployment. You may have noticed that when I choose my source for GitHub, there's another option called local Git repository. If I click on that option, I can choose a source and click OK, and that'll prompt me to continue working with the local Git repository. Again, your credential will be different from mine, but that's something you can set up as well. I'll go ahead and cancel out of this. Next on our list, we have FTP. FTP has been around for a really long time. It literally allows you to configure your files, or rather, transfer your files from your local machine or server onto a remote server. Once again, I've provided a link to a detailed tutorial that you can use to deploy your application to FTP. Now, you do not need to use any language or tool in particular. You can use FTP from any machine onto your Azure web app. Here's a quick demo of where you can get your FTP credentials and create them for the first time. Once again, let's go back to Shahid's new web app. Go ahead and close this one more time. Let's say I click on the web app, and I'm looking at my screens, and the settings screen has opened up. If I scroll down under publishing once again, there's the deployment credentials item. I can go ahead and click on that. And here you see I've already put in a temp username that I've created for this demo, and I would be able to put in the password. So once I put in maybe a specific password and confirm it, in this case, I've just put in some mismatched passwords just to illustrate it. But once you put in a correct password that matches, you'll be able to save your credentials. This will allow to use any FTP client to push your web app code directly to your Azure web app. You can do this manually. You can use another tool to automatically move your code if you wish. Ideally, you should be using source code control, but for whatever reason, if you needed to use FTP, you know that you'd have this option. Well, what kind of FTP tools are there? Back in our slideshow, here I have recommended FileZilla. It is a free and open source FTP client for Windows, Mac, and Linux, so whatever system you're on, this is a great way to get started. As you can see from the tiny screenshot there, it shows you a file system, both on your local system and also on the server system. You can click a button and upload files in one direction from your local machine to the server. You can also bring back files from the server back to your local machine. So again, hopefully you've learned a lot about how you can publish your web app from your local machine or development environment directly to Azure. And we hope you enjoyed this session.